Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you, as usual, by Longevity Playbook, longevityplaybook.com. Go to their free website, and you can sign up for the weekly free newsletter. It comes with a cartoon. I love this week's cartoon, as well as what it talks about. But I'm not going to tell you about the unforced errors that tennis players make that it talks about and why that's relevant. On the other hand, the other sponsor, in addition to longevityplaybook.com and the free newsletter, is lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of bovine colostrum and Truebiotics, as well as Dye Rescue. Dye Rescue has been shown in the blogosphere, not in randomized controlled trials, but in the blogosphere, to help a lot with the symptoms of GLP-1s, Ozempic, Wegovia, Mounjaro, Zepbound. When you increase the doses, they decrease diarrhea, constipation, even the nausea you have with it. Dye Rescue, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, all from the makers of bovine colostrum and Truebiotics. Go to those sites and check it out. LongevityPlaybook.com and LifesFirstNaturals.com. Best story of the week about why enjoying black coffee should be on your summer to-do list, as well as avoiding sugar. They both decrease itching. We'll get to that in a second. And where there's smoke, there may be fire, energy drinks, and sudden cardiac arrest. Depression during pregnancy is linked to an elevated risk for heart disease. And the later your bedtime or the more insufficient your sleep, the worse your cardiometabolic health. That means the greater your risk for heart disease, stroke, memory loss is. And my favorite, of course, higher step count lowers your risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. This is really amazing. And health officials tell U.S. docs to be alert for dengue cases as mosquitoes ramp up and primary hypothyroidism increases the risk for metabolic-associated steatorrheic liver disease. And we'll get to all of those. But first, my favorite, I've got to read you the blog of the week and a tip of the hat to Germani Jones for this, help with this. Slap, smack, and hiss are sounds we make and hear when trying to prevent the success of those stealthy creatures itching to suck our blood. No, we're not talking about vampires, but mosquitoes. The bugs that deliver itchy bumps to you and my skin. Yeah, there's several ways we can decrease it. And did you know that sweet foods are loved by mosquitoes? That's right. It's another reason to avoid sugar, syrups, and simple stripped carbs. Yet, while the sounds of mosquitoes and the hiss of electric burning and our own slaps as we smack them to the skin help us protect ourselves from the annoyance the bites cause, but there are two things that are even better. That's right. Avoiding sugar, added syrups, and simple carbs, and that's right, enjoying coffee. Now, why is that important? Well, because the warming climate in the USA is bringing mosquitoes that specialize, that's the Aedes aegypti, in carrying bad diseases like dengue, West Nile fever, yellow fever, chikungunya, I can never pronounce that right, Zika, and even malaria to us. That's right. Have you ever wondered why you get so many bites? Well, it may be because you have that sweet blood. The mosquitoes love sugar too. And those with type O also get bitten more. It could be your body temperature. If you're giving up more heat, like pregnant women do, or if you will, obese people do, that's why helping thin gets rid of dengue. Yeah, you're more susceptible to mosquitoes if you're overweight or pregnant or you have a lot of sugar in your blood. It may be that body odor, like lactic acid pneumonia, may be reeling those females in right now. And why do I say those females? Because male mosquitoes don't bite. It appears that the only reason the females bite you is they need your protein to help raise or with their young birthing process. So it is the females, and as of now, the U.S. has reported almost 3,000 cases that are confirmed of dengue, half of which are in the Puerto Rico, and this is almost as many as all of last year. And why? What does dengue cause, and why fear these mosquitoes? Well, it causes fever, rash, eye irritation, nausea, vomiting, tiredness, body aches, but it also can be severe and life-threatening. The good news, you have to be bitten. It ain't contagious person to person. Zika, West Nile, yellow fever, and chikungunya all can cause severe disease, disabilities, dementia, and death. That's why to fear and do all you can to prevent them. You can protect yourself. Yeah. Wear DEET. Don't apply DEET to areas where the skin is irritated or open cuts are, but you can put on DEET and it is safe unless you get a very high dose where your skin is irritated or if you inhale it. So only apply DEET in a well-aerated area as well. The key take-homes for me, I guess the key take-homes are enjoy the sun with sunblock and SPF 30. And if you're going to be out in the evening, wear long clothes and DEET and avoid sugary beverages and do enjoy coffee as mosquitoes don't like coffee. So that's our top, if you will, Roizen rule for a younger you. And avoid the severe diseases by taking precautions. Now, what about energy drinks and sudden cardiac arrest? Well, this is a small study, but it turns out that 6 of the 136 people who had a sudden cardiac arrest just had a energy drink. And it isn't just that they contain caffeine. It isn't just they contain caffeine, and they do a lot more than coffee, but they also often get taurine and other things, guanine in them, that cause or promote arrhythmias. And it turns out most of the people who have this have a congenital abnormality they didn't know about that predisposes them to sudden cardiac arrest. The good news in this study, all 6 who had energy drinks right before they had a sudden cardiac arrest, yeah, that's right, they gave up their energy drink habit. Depression during pregnancy is linked to an elevated risk for heart disease. So if you know someone with depression and they're pregnant, help them get over the depression, exercise, friendship, whole bunch of things that can help. But they ended up with a 50 to 60%, even higher in some cases, increased risk of hypertension and heart disease afterwards. So depression during pregnancy, it's a sign that you're going to develop a cardiovascular disease. What's another sign? Well, late bedtime, that is after midnight, or less than 6.5 hours of sleep a night, increased the risk of cardiometabolic disease significantly. How significantly? Maybe as much as fivefold in women. In men, it was a little less. It was about twofold women really get hammered by late bedtimes and lack of sleep. And I guess those are all common in too many of us. 23% of the people surveyed had either a late bedtime, and another 20% had insufficient sleep in this study. The next study that we should talk about, and this is perhaps my favorite, and its longevity is the next disruptor story, is high step count lowers the risk of developing rheumatoid arthritis. So this was looking at a large number of people before and who were absent of rheumatoid arthritis and saw what was the step count associated with developing rheumatoid arthritis. Did they take less than 6,000 steps a day, more than 11,000? The people who took more than 11,000 steps per day were 45% less likely to develop rheumatoid arthritis than those who took less than 7,000 steps a day. And there was a graded. If you took between 7,000 and 9,000, it was a 23% reduction. If you took 9,000 to 11,000, it was a 28% reduction. And more than 11,000, it was a 45% reduction. What's the key? Keep walking, baby. And that is the longevity is the next disruptor story of the week. And my take home of an important, really important story. Keep walking. I still think 10,000 is the real goal to get, but in this case, it is 11,000 was the key. We already told you about dengue fever and the fact that it's increasing. The only other story that's really important is one on hypothyroidism. If you develop hypothyroidism, and we have easy tests for it. Get a TSH or a T4 when you're over 50, at 50 and every 2 years thereafter. It's about 45% of women over the age of 60, about 15% of men develop hypothyroidism, and it predisposes, and it may be because of decreased metabolic rate, we aren't sure why, to develop steatorrheic liver disease, which in itself predisposes to heart attack, stroke, memory loss, cancer, and dementia. So if you develop it, and a lot of people have, remember, it's pretty easy to take a little white pill every morning, and then an hour later you can have something to eat or drink that has calories in it. But that little white pill of that is Synthroid or levothyroxine will prevent you from developing the metabolically associated steatorrheic liver disease. And those are our top stories of the week. What do I take from it? Keep doing 10,000 steps a day. Keep having coffee. Get tested for thyroid disease. And remember, coffee is a lot better than energy drinks for your heart. One more little point is there, and we'll get to this next week because I think it's in next week's news of the week, is that preoperative EKG changes, that is EKG changes and routine testing, can indicate a genetic predisposition to both adverse effects of surgery and of sudden cardiac death. So maybe we all should get at least one baseline EKG at age 40 and every 5 years thereafter. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, sponsored as usual by LifeFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TrueBiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and Dye Rescue. Do think about that if you or a friend is taking one of the GLPs like Ozempic or Wegovy or Mounjaro or Zepbound. When you step up the dosage, start with that Dye Rescue 2 days in advance and keep going for 5 more days. Seems to help a great deal. with the transition to higher doses according to the blogosphere, but you can find randomized controlled trials on their website of why bovine colostrum is so good, as is Trubiotics as a probiotic. Go to lifesfirstnaturals.com, and of course you can sign up for the free newsletter at longevityplaybook.com, weekly newsletter with a wonderful, fun cartoon. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. This is 211A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, yeah, the B's are great guests. We had one on, I want to say 2008, was a wonderful guest talking about, if you will, personalized medicine and the genetic link between Parkinson's disease and inflammatory bowel disease and what that means. You'll learn more about Parkinson's disease. It's really in the news, isn't it? Parkinson's disease now, as well as 2009 B's was about the least and most stressed cities in America and why. Although Cleveland, Ohio is linked as the most stressed city, I think they're wrong. But we'll come back to that, hopefully, when you and I get a chance to talk later. You've got to listen to 1209B, because I talked with the Wallet Hub's expert in this area, Chip Lupo, about this. Thank you for downloading us. We'll be back next week. We hope you are too.